I'm Kathy Fuller. It's a great pleasure to be sitting here in Studio One with the Pacifica String Quartet. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we welcome you to play music of Mozart. You've been together, though, for 12 years. You've won pretty much every major award that a quartet can win, and you are enjoying being quartet in residence at the University of Illinois and at the University of Chicago.
Yes.
And you're really dipping into the music that's being created by some of the composition students there.
At the University of Chicago, yes. Yeah,
it's one of the really neat things about that residency is that we play a lot of new music, and one of the projects that we do is doctoral students will write a quartet for us, and we get to really be involved in the composition process because we sort of play them excerpts as they write them, and we see how they change and
how shocked they are to actually hear what they've written, probably.
Yes,
sometimes.
Yeah, and it's really exciting.
One thing that we've definitely learned not to say is that's unplayable.
we never say that's unplayable.
it's hard to say that because then someone will come along and then play it.
That's an interesting point about the 21st century.
Yeah.
And there are great stories about quote unplayable pieces in the past, like the Rite of Spring and things like that, which have been proved.
The Bartok
not
String
to
Quartets,
be.
Which are very playable now.
The Carter Quartets.
The Carter Quartets.
Right now, we're going to go to Mozart. The Mozart Dissonance Quartet, it's called. Are there lots of options about how to deal with why it's called the Dissonance Quartet? It's called that because it's sort of in search of a key at the opening, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. It is a very interesting beginning, and, you know, you really don't know what key you're in for quite some time until finally we have this C major melody.
But, you know, also to our ears now, it doesn't seem, of course, so dissonant. But, you know, it does definitely have this sense of expectation and darkness. So when we get to the Allegro, it's that much more happy and satisfying. And that's a great thing about that opening.
I think we change that opening pretty much every time we rehearse it.
Yeah.
There's so much to explore within it.
Yeah. And it's interesting because it's such a short opening and it creates, you know, the title for the piece is dissonant, even though most of the piece is, you know, bright and sunny, but it's so influential. There are theories that it influenced Haydn's creation, Beethoven quartets like the Harp Quartet, Opus 74. After that, you know, it's such a short little moment in musical history and in composition. But then it's so drastic how it affects the ears of the audience.
Fantastic. Well, we're ready for it. We're talking with the Pacifica Quartet. They are Samin Ganatra, first violin. Sibby Bernardson is violin two here. Brandon Vamos is the cellist, and Masumi Rostad is the violist. They are the Pacifica Quartet, formed in 1994 and named after, I understand, the Pacific Ocean. It's that simple. In 96, they won the Coleman Chamber Music Competition, and in 2002, winners of the Cleveland Quartet Award. And they have with them now the quartet in C major. The cursor listing is 465. It's known as the Dissonant here on 89.7. We are live with the Pacifica String Quartet, and that's music of Mozart, some of his typically warm-hearted exuberance. That's the quartet in C major, Kursaal 465, the quartet dubbed the Dissonant Quartet. Is there a point where you can get thrown off balance by Mozart? He's so exuberant. Do you have to take care? Do you have to take care not to get over-involved?
Well, I think we like to think of all of Mozart's music actually as very operatic, and that helps us a lot because it is easy to feel kind of restricted sometimes because it is so the sounds are always so pure as well, and you don't want to ever make a bad sound. It's Mozart; everything he's written is just so perfect. But I think we try to think instead of nice sound and make sure it's really ringing. Think, this is operatic. This is a new character coming in and sing through.
Sing out.
Yes.
Go ahead. Well, that's what comes across. So
and
beautiful.
What is also so great is, what also makes it so operatic is while maybe all four of us are doing, while it's very sort of homogenic, it's so in, all these little characters here and there. So it's, it's also very challenging, but we're going to, try to bring all these little characters while it's still all within this one whole,
right,
which is also very operatic.
The Pacifica Quartet are Simin Ganatra, violin, Sibi Bernardson, violin, Masumi Rostad is the violist, and Brandon Vemos is the cellist.